Use extrinsic motivators. Extrinsic motivators come from sources external to the person and include individual or team rewards and punishments. Key rewards include competitive salaries and/or bonus pay, attractive benefits such as stock options and promotions. Key punishments include probation, loss of bonus pay, demotions, and termination. Extrinsic rewards and punishments may also be unrelated to pay or benefits. Public or private praise or criticism, commemorative plaques, and so on are examples. Having a safe, clean, and attractive workplace with sufficient amenities is extrinsic, as it is a type of benefit that helps to avoid dissatisfaction. Research in this area indicates that extrinsic rewards are necessary to provide a base level of motivation, for example, to avoid dissatisfaction, but increases in extrinsic rewards or punishments produces smaller and smaller marginal benefits. External rewards can also stifle creativity and promote only temporary compliance with goals. People will do exactly what they perceive is required to earn the reward and no more. When the reward ends, so does compliance. This is because both rewards and punishment are perceived to be forms of manipulation, much like a bribe, and this can result in resentment and other negative intrinsic demotivators. They also promote unproductive behavior, such as competition, which stifles collaboration. At most organizations, extrinsic motivators are still necessary to some extent, and they may be a cultural expectation at an organization. Extrinsic motivators may need to be accommodated in supply chain designs, such as by setting penalties for failure to meet a metric's minimum level or rewards for meeting a stretch goal for the metric. However, the primary goal should be to rely on intrinsic rewards as much as possible. Careful use of performance appraisals is a good example of how to include balance in internal versus external motivators. Role of performance appraisal. One of management's most important challenges is to motivate employees and gain their wholehearted commitment. An effective appraisal and reward system for employee behavior and accomplishments is part of this task. The ISCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines related terms as follows. Performance appraisal. Supervisory or peer analysis of work performance. This appraisal may be made in connection with wage and salary review, promotion, transfer, or employee training. Performance measure. In a performance measurement system, the actual value measured for a criterion, C. Performance criterion, performance measurement system, performance standard. Performance appraisal is more closely tied to extrinsic motivation than to intrinsic motivation, but can result in some of each. An efficient employee recognition and reward system may have a beneficial effect upon intrinsic motivation in several ways, instilling a sense of ownership, facilitating a long-term focus with continuous improvement, promoting teamwork, minimizing employee dissatisfaction, and enhancing employee interest in the financial performance of the company. Performance appraisal is also the source of many extrinsic rewards and punishments, such as promotions or poor reviews. It is also a process that the employee typically must be part of and therefore is externally acting on the person. Organizations use performance appraisals to evaluate employees on how they have fared against the goals and objectives set by their managers. Managers can use appraisals to recognize extraordinary efforts as well as areas for improvement. An effective evaluation is direct and precise, meaning that there is no over-the-top praise, no glossing over weaknesses, and no surprises. Support, encouragement, and constructive criticism can motivate employees to try even harder. To be successful, an organization must strike a balance between reprimand and reward. Some stress and pressure in the work environment can be motivational or necessary, but too much can harm strategy execution. Appraisal should be tied to an employee development program that encourages important group performance requirements. Some organizations choose to involve many appraisers in the process and use the 360-degree appraisal process. Individuals receive feedback from the manager, the supervisor, team members, and any direct reports. Some organizations even go so far as to include internal and external suppliers and customers in the gathering of the 360-degree feedback. This technique is highly useful in terms of a broader perspective and greater self-development. Is therefore somewhat more intrinsically rewarding. An effective appraisal process avoids a sole focus on past performance and focuses instead on assisting employees in their future jobs and quality efforts. It is important that the appraisal be fair and unbiased, but it is difficult to make an appraisal of just past behavior feel fair because there is often a gap between self-assessments and management assessments. People tend to gloss over their own negatives, so these gaps will exist, but can cause issues of perception of fairness. Looking to the future provides an action plan, which is a form of positive intrinsic motivation. Performance appraisals are useful in measuring direct labor performance in the following categories. Ideas. As a category, this can be subjective, but that is not a reason not to use it. The adoption of suggestions by a team or an individual can be used as a criterion. Teamwork. This also is a subjective but important category. In an environment that promotes teamwork as a norm, exceptional team players need recognition. Flexibility. As workers are trained and certified in different skills, their ability to perform a wider range of tasks increases and can be documented.
Quantity.
Quantity of output is a quantifiable measure, but it generally is a measure of a team's accomplishments rather than an individual's. Quality. Quality can also be measured objectively through mathematical comparisons to standards and statistical analysis. Again, it is usually measured at the team rather than the individual level. It often is difficult to assign responsibility for defects to individuals. Defects could be caused by poor product design, defective components, or workers not having the right skill level. In such instances, the problem should be under the control of managers, not the individuals or the team as a whole. As organizations begin to rely on more and more self-managed teams, there may be a need to reconsider existing reward systems. Appraisal and reward systems that measure individuals against narrow job responsibilities and specific tasks may become obsolete. Imaginative systems for measuring and rewarding workers have been introduced in recent years, including team-related peer assessment, team appraisals by management with each team member getting identical rewards, and the completely salaried workforce that benefits from profit sharing.